Explain how a click and bait scam works.
Well, especially now with the royal baby coming along, some of these scams kind of jump out of the woodwork. They involve people usually clicking on a sensational video button, something that says, you know, shocking, look at this exclusive baby video. You'll click on that and you'll be redirected to another site. On that site, it might say something like, click here in order to update your web browser or update your video user site so that way you can play the video. Well, by clicking that, you could ultimately be downloading a malware software onto your computer, which could potentially put you at threat for being victim of identity theft. They could potentially take your information, your banking information, your personal identification numbers, passwords, anything you have could be vulnerable to that. So the main thing is to make sure that you update your antivirus software in your computer and don't click on any links that look suspicious.
And that's kind of hard to determine since, you know, all our friends are posting things all the time because you just can't help it. You just think it's hilarious and you want to. And it's from an ostensibly trusted source because it's from one of your friends. So it sounds like as we've all come up to speed on technology with social media, the scammers have become more sophisticated.
Oh, they're being very sophisticated. And a lot of people, I myself, have been a victim on Facebook of someone, you know, a dear friend that sends me something that, you know, I trust, the person I trust, but the link I get from him is very unusual. And it says something, you know, click to see this video of us together or something like that. And you can kind of scan over the link instead of clicking it. And by scanning over it, it will show you where it redirects to. And from there, you can kind of determine whether that's going to be malicious or if it's something you need to watch out for. Usually, if there's a link that's connected to it that looks really long, then you probably want to avoid that because it's probably redirecting you to a site that's very difficult to find. Try to avoid sites that are unusual, names that are unusual, or things that just look suspicious, even if it's from your friends.
And so let me back you up a little bit there. You say kind of to scan over it. So you're kind of hovering the mouse or the arrow over that spot. That's going to allow that hot link to show up. And
without
if it's
clicking it.
Exactly, without clicking it. And so then that string, if that string just doesn't look like a real straightforward link, is that what you're saying?
Correct, yeah. If it looks very suspicious, especially if it's really, really long and it doesn't look like it really connects to anything official or maybe it redirects you away from Facebook or whatever you're using, then that's probably not a very good sign that that's, you know, a user-friendly site that you want to be linking to.
Are we still seeing some of the traditional scams by phone and by snail mail? And what sorts of tips do you have, folks, kind of with those ongoing issues?
Yes, we still get them by phone. People will still call asking for potentially bank account information, maybe to update your banking information and, you know, give us your personal identification number, your routing number, and we'll make sure your banking information is correct. Scams like that are still happening, so people just need to be aware that that's going on and just avoid giving any kind of personal information over the phone to a source you don't know where it's coming from. Any strangers or anybody calling you to update something, just be very careful about that. And same thing through regular snail mail. I mean, people are still getting solicitations for, you know, updating your information, update your personal identification number, something of that nature. Just make sure that the source you're sending it to or the source you're talking to is legitimate and actually connected to the company you need to be dealing with.
And I also know that there's sometimes sure. when you've won a prize, but you need to send a deposit for that prize.
Yes. And be very careful about that because according to law, you shouldn't have to pay for anything that you're awarded. So basically, if you're receiving a reward or you've seen an award amount, you shouldn't have to pay a dollar or a cent for it. If you do happen to get a solicitation for, you know, someone saying, you know, I'm going to give you a check for, let's say, $500, but I need you to send me about $100 back, that's a red flag because what ultimately could happen is that you could cash that check and send that money forward, but in a couple of days when that check actually goes through your banking account, it's found out that it's not even a legitimate check. And it turns out to be fraudulent, and then you're not only out that, you know, potentially $500, but you're actually out $100 you sent off.
And I imagine the Better Business Bureau has a website, a trusted website with some tips on how to keep yourself and your family and certainly seniors and children safe from this sort of thing. Where do you suggest that they visit?
Well, you can go to bbb.org anytime for just general information, but you can also go to bbb.org /scam-stopper. That's scam/stopper, and that will show you the latest scams going around across the country. And besides going online, you can also get our free mobile app. Anytime you're looking for, you know, even a business, just go to that mobile app and just type it right in. It's very easy to use.
We have been speaking with Jared Wise, Communications Manager for the Better Business Bureau, Coastal Bend area. Jared, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Leanne.